This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our consideration of Bible teaching on the great problem of human suffering, and especially in the matter of how to endure suffering with patience. And last time I had begun a reading of several passages in the Bible which have to do with our enduring patiently the suffering which may come into human life. Now I would like to suggest that each of you take your Bible or perhaps a pencil and paper and write down these passages so that in the leisure time when you may consider them very carefully, read these passages over and over, store them up in your mind for the good that they may do you. One great thing that we must do is to fill our hearts with the Word of God. As the Bible teaches, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." Now, the first passage to which I wish to call your attention today is found in Psalm 27, verses 5 and 6. "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord." The next passage is found in Psalms 31, verse 7. "I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversities." The next passage from Psalms 34, verse 4. "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." The next passage is from Psalms 34, verses 19 and 20. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken." The next passage is Psalms 46, verse 1. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And then Psalm 55, verse 22. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Then Psalms 56, verses 8 and 9. "Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me." And then Psalm 62, verses 1 through 7. "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be chief against a man. Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall ye shall be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." The next passage is Psalm 73, verse 26. "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Then Psalms 94, verse 17. "Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence." I hope and pray that these passages have been worth much to your soul today. Be with us tomorrow at this same time.